Greetings. You've entered into the Paracosmos where anything is possible and everything is probable. I'm Lacey, and my mutant power is always being able to tell you what shade of red is on the wall.
And I'm Leah, and I have no mutant power because I can't find a recording button.
Ooh, yeah.
That's true.
I wish you had the mutant power of being able to find the recording button. That would always
be
cool. I do,
too, because we would have started this, what, 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
If I was able to read.
About 5 minutes ago. I'd say that's accurate. It was really, really fun. It was more, or even the mutant power of knowing when you're on the right screen on your computer.
Yeah, there's a difference between the black screen and the white screen, apparently.
Only a little.
For some reason, I got confused.
Only a small difference. All right, so today we are just so stoked for the new X-Men 97 show coming out that we decided to take a look at the past, you know. And you would think to yourself, oh, they're going to talk about the old 90s cartoon, the old X-Men show. Ha! Wrong.
We're going to Days of Future Past, because that would have been a perfect segue straight into that.
God, it really would have been. But that's all we're doing. We don't do things that make sense. We're going to rank all of the X-Men live action movies. You're welcome.
The thing nobody wanted.
The thing no one asked for, but you're getting all 11 movies. You're welcome.
Hey.
So we've also decided that because there are 11 movies, since there are 11 movies, we're only going to explain or go into depth about our worst one and our best pick. We're not going to like sit here and explain all 11 movies in the ranks because that's ridiculous. And I don't have time for that. And I don't think Leah does either.
And no, sir.
Leah's got dumplings to make.
I have to go make some dumplings. I'm so hungry.
Leah's got dumplings to make. Got some dumps to make. That actually sounds different.
So much worse.
Yeah, that sounds worse. Never mind. Just dumplings. Let's keep it there. I'm going to go ahead and say, Leah, you're first.
Oh, okay. So we're starting from the bottom?
Starting from the bottom. And now we're at the bottom.
Still at the bottom. I think we're literally at the bottom.
Still at
any
the
barrel that Hollywood could ever give you with my number 11 pick. I feel like we have the same number.
There is
11.
A barrel for us.
No. I don't think that they knew what to do with this movie. I think that in 2019, they didn't know what to do with these characters. And they gave up and they gave us, for some reason, a second saga of the Dark Phoenix. So my number 11 is, in fact, X-Men, the Dark Phoenix. Because it was bad. Just so bad. It got a, 22% on the Rotten Tomatoes score. It has a higher audience score, which I guess is, fine. Like, you're fine with that. But it still sucks. Like, it was just not good. Poorly written. What's your number 11?
Also Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, I thought it was. As soon as you were like, it's got a bad Rotten Tomatoes score, I was like, it's got to be the Dark Phoenix.
Listen, yeah, okay, so my reasoning is just that, like, I, as an X-Men, as a longtime X-Men fan, I'm just so unbelievably tired of Dark Phoenix that when that was what they chose, I was like, God dang it again. So, literally the movie could have actually, even if they had done it really well, it still would have gotten a low rating for me out of pure bias because I'm sick of this story.
We've seen it in every single X-Men comic that's ever existed and also every single animated show and the original trilogy of movies. They did the Dark Phoenix.
Like, it's enough. We're
and then
good.
They gave us these
weird
little hairless, eyebrowless alien things that I don't remember anything about, which is saying something because I remember all of the other X-Men movies front to start to finish, front to back, up to down.
Side to side.
All around.
So Dark Phoenix is absolutely number 11. It also just wasn't good. Like,
it's true.
It just wasn't. Honestly, you can pass this one.
Yes, 100%. A lot of these movies are kind of passable because they don't really make any sense in any type of timeline.
That's true.
Aside from the original trilogy, those are the only ones that actually have a timeline to them. But I also have a feeling our number 10 spot is the same as well.
Oh, what's your number 10?
My number 10 was, I believe, 2018's New Mutants.
Oh my God.
2018.
Same. My number 10 spot was also the New Mutants.
Because if it wasn't your last, it was definitely close to the bottom. Yeah. I've only ever watched it through once.
Which, same. Which sucks because Magic is in it, and I love Magic.
Well, it's okay. So I remember seeing the very first trailer for this movie so long ago. I think I was watching one of the Insidious movies or one of the Conjuring movies or something like that in the theaters, and they showed the trailer for this, and it was like a 10-second clip, you know, because they hadn't even got like halfway through filming yet. And they marketed it as a horror movie featuring X-Men. And the first trailer was super scary, super freaky. Really had these like weird insane asylum undertones to it that's like looked really cool. And I remember leaning over to Zach and I was like, oh my God, they're gonna do a horror movie with mutants. Like, they're gonna do it. They're gonna cross over my two favorite things. They're gonna make a spooky X-Men. And then we got this instead. So I appreciated what they tried to do. They just didn't do it.
Yeah.
They tried too hard to connect things that they didn't need to connect. So it is the second on the bad bottom barrel.
Yeah. List. I wish they had kind of left it as almost like a cheesy teen thing, but they didn't.
Well, apparently it like tested, like people thought it was too, not like spooky, but like just too far out of the X-Men element. So they were scared they couldn't market it like a X-Men movie. So they kind of changed the tone on it. They did the same thing with Venom. The first trailer for Venom was very, very dark and spooky. And then the second trailer was very goofy because people didn't like the darkness of it. They wanted more lighthearted Spider-Man, like quips and stuff. And then they came back with it and we got what we got. So it's not always is the public bullying you a good thing. It only ever worked once, and that was with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yep. Damn. So, all right, what's your number 9 spot?
My number 9 is in fact X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, okay. All right, we're differing. All right.
We're finally different.
I
did love that Olivia Munn was Psylocke in this because I did think she did good in it. Other than that, meh.
Okay. My number 9 was X-Men The Last Stand.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so low.
I know.
Dang. Were you not a fan of the Phoenix Force?
You would, right? Almost
like you're tired of the Phoenix power.
Almost like anything to do with the fucking Phoenix is going to get a low rating with me. It's honestly lucky the New Mutants didn't get above it. Like, let's be honest, for me. Ugh. Anyway, number 8.
Number 8 was The Wolverine.
What?
Yeah, just The Wolverine, not Wolverine Origins.
No. I know. I'm just shocked you ranked that low.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've only seen this movie through twice, and it took me a long time to watch this. I am very proud of always telling people that like I go see these movies like the weekend that they come out. And for some reason, I just didn't when this one came out. And then I finally sat down and watched the entirety of it and was like, it's not bad. But it also doesn't make any sense. So.
That's fair.
Number 8. What's your number 8 for me?
Number 8 is Days of Future Past.
What?
Yep.
That's so low.
Yep.
I like take so much offense to that.
That's fine.
We got the future and the past. They Marty McFly'd you. Like, they gave you Sentinels, and also, I think Storm had a mohawk. It was at the time the closest we had seen the X-Men in their actual X suits ever in a live-action adaptation.
That's true.
Your standards are so much higher than my own.
You'll see. You'll see. Yep. Days of Future Past, number 8 for me. It's not that I didn't like it. It just, What's your number 7?
I will say, like, the higher up we get in the list, the more it becomes, like, a enjoyment and not necessarily, like, how bad the movie was.
Oh, 100%. Because at the end of the day, most X-Men movies are bad.
Like, I'm going to watch them all. But they're not all good. Like, the first 3 movies are not peak cinema.
No.
You know? But I love them. What are we on, number 7?
My number
7 is X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Wow, I'm shocked you ranked that low.
I just remember being sad that they didn't continue making origin stories for all of the X-Men.
Okay. All right. All right. Number 7 for me is X-Men Apocalypse.
That's really high up on the list, dude. Like,
I know.
That's pretty high up there.
I know.
It had Oscar Isaac in it, so I'm going to let it slide, but that's pretty high up there.
Did have Oscar Isaac in it. Isaac it did. In it, so.
But he wasn't that good in this. He redeemed himself much later on.
Oh, yeah, he did. But still, that's where it is. That's where it is.
Do you have, like, a certain reason why? Like, nope. Did you enjoy something particular about this movie? Did you like Apocalypse coming into it?
I think
that's... Did you like
I like the Apocalypse storyline.
Okay.
I don't like the Phoenix storyline, but I do like the Apocalypse storyline. And I know that the Apocalypse storyline also, in fairness, does get used a lot. But I like that... It feels like every time the Dark Phoenix comes around, it's the same exact story. Mm-hmm. Like, the tragedy between Jean and Cyclops, and, like, it's literally just copy and paste. I feel like when Apocalypse comes around, different characters get thrown into different situations. Like, he's constantly changing the game. He does, like, a similar thing, but that's why I kind of like those stories in the comics more, because it's just because I liked it more in the comics, it gets a higher rating.
Okay.
That's really what it is. Like, some of these are absolutely, because once again, most of these are trash as movies in general. Yes. Some of these are getting the ratings they're getting because of their comic influence.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. That does make sense.
Yeah. 100%.
Honestly, I think that's like the X-Men comics and like the X-Men animated series have Stockholmed us into these 11 movies even being watchable.
100%. Oh, yes. Yeah. If I wasn't a fan of X-Men, I don't think I could watch most of these.
Yeah, I think I was just like, I remember when the first like couple X-Men movies had come out, like the first three and then what was it, First Class? I was just so stoked that they were like making movies about superheroes and they were actually not sci-fi channel quality. Like the CGI was good, the graphics were good, everything else was like kind of spotty, but I was just so excited that they were like listening to my little nerdy heart, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 6.
All right, my number 6 slot is X-Men The Last Stand.
See, for me, that's high up there.
That's, and you know, it's high up there, but it's also pretty low because a lot of people really like the third movie. I think. Maybe.
Not me.
I mean, it's okay. Like, it was okay, you know? Like, it was the end of a trilogy, you know, like it kind of sort of wrapped up some characters, I think, but overall, like, it gave you more Kitty Pryde, but it was also fundamentally disappointing because they neutered Rogue at the end of it for boy. There is an alternate ending though to this movie that they did film. It just didn't test well with the audience in theater, where she decides to keep her powers.
I think sometimes the audience should stop talking.
Yeah, I don't think bullying always works, guys. It worked on Sonic the Hedgehog, also starring James Marsden.
Yeah, we need to chill on the bullying.
Yeah, it worked for that. It doesn't work for everything. Stop fucking bullying everything.
Yeah. Unless you are a paid Hollywood writer or, like, you have a lot of experience in writing, please stop bullying writers.
Like, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, they left the ending in of the movie where she gives up her powers so she can touch boy.
Just dumb. Yeah. Which, like, I get that she
wants human contact, right?
Right, like, and she does go to do that in the comics, but in the comics, she decides to keep her power. So.
And she keeps her powers in the original ending of this movie, and then they
which
were
is
like,
what
never mind.
Should have happened. Like, anyway, my number 6 is X2.
X2, that's pretty... You're getting a little dicey with these.
I know, X2.
Yeah, you're getting a little spicy.
I know.
You just didn't like it, you know? Like,
it's not that I didn't like it, it's just
you
like where it's just...
Blowing up. Lady just Deathstrike or whatever the fuck, you know?
It's just like the spot little, it got.
Little meow claws.
It wasn't amazing, but it wasn't horrible. So it got number 6. It's halfway there. That's pretty good. It's neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just neutral. It's just, I'll watch it, sure.
Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the ones that I go to watch the most out of the original three.
I would say 9, 10, and 11 are my, like, I will not watch these. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't put, I like 9, 10, 11 don't get turned on like a rewatch. Like I did try to turn on New Mutants a couple months ago. And like, I think I got to like the opening credits and I was like, I'm just going to go watch Logan instead.
Yeah. Like yeah. I can, like my number 8, Days of Future Past, I can go there and mm-hmm. higher on my list and watch any of them.
Yeah.
So it's not like these are bad to me. It's just that that's where it fell. So okay. X2. But okay. What's your number 5? Also, we kind of sound depressed talking about this.
Yeah, it's just like making me realize that like they haven't made a lot of really good X-Men movies.
Yeah. We're just like sitting here like, yeah, it's okay, I guess.
I like, would say that like maybe cool. they should try to make like an X-Men show, but they did that.
They did, and it was
great. And it, well, they did a live action show.
Oh, you're talking about the live action. I thought you meant the animated.
No, the animated one, like it's like it's almost like like these characters don't translate well into live action because they're so they have a depth to them. Yeah. All of the characters do, and like the stories that they go through, like have layers, like they're like Shrek's onions. And
that's why I love X-Men. Yeah, because I love they're onions.
Like Shrek's onions. Yeah, you love the swamp monster onion, and it's just like hard to break that down into an hour and a half movie. And then they try to do a TV show, and it was also apparently hard to break it down into 3 seasons. So
I love the swamp monster's big green onions.
Oh,
okay.
What
anyway,
number are we on now?
Number 5. Oh, you know number we gotta five. Get hype. We gotta get hype. Is this number 5? Hold on, did I lose track?
Did you tell me your number 6 spot?
Yeah, that was X2. Yeah. We're on five. Okay. Number 5. Wait, we got to get pumped.
Number 5.
Top 5.
Okay, we're doing
top
it. Top 5. We're almost there.
This is above 50%. Above 50.
We're doing it.
Earned above a 50.
Sometimes I'm curious what the audience score is on all of these, though. Like, I'm not going to go back and look at it, but I am a little curious about them top fives, you know?
I do know that Dark Phoenix is 22%, which was which is funny. So that's good enough for me.
Did it beat Madam Web? Madam Web was like an 18%, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I
thought you did go watch it.
I was going to, and I don't remember why I didn't. Oh, we went and saw Dune instead.
Oh, that was probably better.
Yeah,
it was admittedly.
Really Dune Part 2 was actually really good, except for the part where the little white guy decides to genocide a planet. But who hasn't done that?
True.
In their spare time. So number 5.
Number 5. What's your number 5?
My number 5 is X-Men First Class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just remember being confused watching it in theater going, so how'd these guys go from being in the early 90s looking like this to 2000 looking like that?
Movie logic.
They like tried so hard to connect First Class to X-Men and it just was really funny.
My number 5 is X-Men. X-Men. First one.
All right.
That's it.
Wow.
X-Men.
That's
pretty It's above pretty halfway.
Mid. It's pretty mid.
It's pretty mid. Pretty mid.
Wow.
So it got a mid spot.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Here we go. What's your number 4?
Number four. My number 4 is X2.
Okay.
I think that was X2. Like, it had a fancy X2. Title. They were That's just, it. They gave up.
Yeah. They were just like, X-Men, Spider. No, just X2.
That was back in the days when we didn't do secondary titles on movies.
Yeah, they were just titles.
X2. So
in fairness, X2 being 6 for me and X2 being 4 for you, that's not that far off.
It's not that far off, and it only got a number 4 spot because I do frequently, I get the hiccups now, frequently rewatch it.
Okay, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's still in my rewatch mm-hmm. portion of my list.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We're in the top 3.
What's your number 4? Did you tell me your number 4?
Oh, I didn't tell you my number 4. Let me pause my song. Number 4 for me is The Wolverine.
Okay.
Wolverine movies.
Did you like the bullet train fighting? Like,
I just like the Wolverine movies.
Something about the katanas? It was something about Wolverine being in Japan. Like, that's always just sat weird with me that, like...
Haven't seen the X-Men anime.
I have not watched it. I have thought about it many times.
You'd have more exposure to them in Japan
and
if you watched the X-Men anime.
Okay, but see, so this is why I think I didn't like the Wolverine a whole lot, and it's because I don't like Wolverine's kid.
Oh.
I don't like him.
That'll do it.
He irritates me, and I know that he only comes to be because Wolverine does hang out in Japan. for a hot tamale. And
oh, yes, he definitely does.
I was really scared that they were going to introduce him into a film with this movie. And I kind of think that like there was a rumor going around that they were going to. And then they didn't. So I've always been super annoyed with him, though, whenever he appears in a comic book. I don't know why. Like, I just, you know.
Fair. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Like I was saying, top three. We're in the top three. Now you're going to see what's in our top three. All right. Hello. What's number three? What's number three?
Number three is X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh.
Yeah, bruh. This was actually a good film, okay? Like, they gave you a little bit of everything. And then this is the movie that started to connect the two series of movies together, where they were just like, you want a timeline? No, you don't.
I don't.
Boom. We just redid it all now. And then they give you that thing at the end where they pepper in the original X-Men from the Xavier School of the Gifted, and it's like, Jean, you're alive? And then she's like married to Cyclops or something. And then he just kind of is okay with it. Like, he has finally just accepted that she's with the person she's with, and like, he just needs to be happy that like she didn't die. He didn't kill her at like the Statue of Liberty or Alcatraz prison. I don't remember.
Right.
You know, so he just accepts everything. Wolverine just accepts it all. And also, there's an alternate version of this movie out there. I haven't watched it, but it exists. Where instead of Kitty Pryde being the one to send them back to the past, it is Rogue, where they break her out of a Sentinel prison, and she is the one who sends them back, because in the comics, I do believe that that is how they do this. She takes a bunch of people's powers and like sends them back in the past, and there's an alternate version of this. You have to buy it. It's not on anything to stream it. It was a Best Buy special release or something like that.
Damn, throwback.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a special version of the movie, so that's kind of cool. Dang, that movie might have been higher on my list had
Scenes that have Kitty being like the one to like do the, you know, the woo thing with Wolverine's brain, it's actually Rogue instead.
Probably would have gotten a higher rating from me.
I don't know why they didn't do that. Honestly, it would have made more sense.
And that's not Kitty hate at all.
No, I loved Kitty Pryde as a kid. Like, she was my favorite.
Yeah. Like, no hatred towards the character. Rogue's always going to.
But it just would have made more sense, too, because of like the theatrical bond between Rogue and Wolverine, you know? Like, they were homies.
I don't know what type
of relationship they were trying to have, but they had something. So it would have made more sense for her to be the one to send him back to the past to save the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So number three for me is X-Men Origins Wolverine.
What the fuck?
I told you I like the Wolverine movies.
I do like the Wolverine movies. I think I have said this very loud and proud for years that Wolverine was my favorite character as a kid. Like, I loved him. I just was very confused by this, too. Like, in X-Men 1, he was not friendly and chill with Sabretooth. Like, he was his brother. And then in this one, he's a Liv Schreiber or Strider or Shiver, Shep-a-da-ba-da-ba-diver.
I liked it.
I liked it. I was okay with it. This is the one with Kitch Taylor. Taylor Kitsch. Kitch, Mitch, Mitch McTaylor, Mitch McConnell as Gambit.
Mitch McConnell.
And I actually liked his version. I actually liked his version of Gambit a lot.
I was okay. Okay.
It's not like I loved it, but we've also never been given anything else in live action before.
Yeah, no comparison.
Yeah, I think I was just impressed that they did it.
The only thing I didn't like, and this isn't the actor's fault, like, I think the actor did a good job, was the costume design. Why a fedora?
Because he's a fedora man.
No, he's fucking not! Find me one comic strip where Gambit is wearing a fedora. It doesn't exist.
I'm gonna find something out there, and it's gonna be a bunch of stills of this movie of Taylor Kitsch just wearing a fedora.
That is live action. Find me a comic. But anyway... besides the fedora, I liked that Gambit was in it. I also liked that Gambit got to do a really cool move in it. Like, more like, I feel like Gambit doesn't get a lot of like really big moves, but then he got to do like a really big move in that one, and I was like, nice.
I was just like, wow, that's cool. Like, they really dug the bottom of the barrel for that one there. They just pulled that character nobody likes.
They said, New Orleans, Gambit.
X-Man that nobody really cares for that we could try to make cool? And then they were like, what's cool in the mid-2000s, guys? Come on, we need to make him a real cool costume.
Dusters.
Think Johnny Depp's Pirates of the Caribbean and also New Orleans gangster, and they were like, fedora. Yep. That's where you meet in the middle.
The only part they went wrong. All right, number two. Number two, number two.
Number two, number two. What's my number two? I like how I have to look at my list like I don't just know it. It is X-Men. Okay. Just X-Men.
Okay.
I do like it. I do watch it. Yeah.
X-Men, for my spot for it and your spot for it, once again, are not that far apart.
No, they're not different. I think that this got a higher ranking because it is one of those first movies that I saw that was like a... like a nerdy thing on live film. Oh,
it's got some nostalgia.
I remember the first time I sat down and watched this. It was on FX. It was the middle of an afternoon. Must have been like a Sunday or something over a summer. My window was open. There was a breeze hitting the curtains. And I was flipping through the channels. I was like, where's the sci-fi movies with the sharks and the snowstorms and the snakes and stuff? And
you sound like you're in The Last of Us, but with electricity.
and then this came on. The start of this was happening. The credits were crediting, and then it was like X-Men, and then Professor Xavier gives you his like mutants, the chain of evolution, you know, and I was like, who's this man in the wheels? And it was all downhill from there.
Who's this man in the wheels?
It was toast from there. After that, they got me, buddy.
Oh my god. All right, my second. You're gonna love this. X-Men First Class.
What the fuck, Lacey?
Okay. X-Men First Class was actually my first X-Men movie.
Really?
Yeah.
When did this come out?
That was, here, hold on, let me look.
I was in high school, Lacey. I went and saw this.
I was in high school.
A person who was a very big fan of Wolverine's kid, and maybe that's why I don't like him. Who knows?
Damn.
And I remember sitting there, and I was so excited for another X-Men movie. I was, like, bouncing in my seat. And then I was also just kind of like, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was 2010? 2011. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was still in high school. That was my first one. So it definitely got a big nostalgia boost. Mm-hmm.
I was in like middle school when that first X-Men movie hit FX on television. And I was in love with the mutants after that. Like that was...
See, I wasn't allowed to like do cool things like this. I had to be older.
Oh, no. I was just like an unmonitored child left free reign of the internet, you know, at the dawn of it, the ice age basically. And I was obsessed with Wolverine and Rogue, and then like Batman, you know, like I had posters and I drew them all the time, drew little comic strips for them and stuff, like in love. So that's why X-Men gets that number two spot, because, you know,
everyone listen to the podcast and demand that Leah draw little comics for our cover.
Absolutely
art.
Not.
It's happening. The moment you've all been waiting for, number one spot.
Well, this is
number one, number one, number one, number one. I'm pretty sure we actually both have the same.
I was gonna say, are our first and our last the same ones again?
Well, I'll let you go first. We'll still give our reasons, because this gets a reason, a big reason.
Okay, so let's look up the score for this. Let me pull it back up.
Oh, I've already got it.
I just had to switch over screens again, but I had to do it in a careful way this time so as to lose the recording button again. With a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes score and a 90% audience score, that is so close. This 2017 action adventure 2 hour and 17 movie minute is my number one spot. It is Logan.
Yep.
From James Marigold.
Tell us why.
Have you seen it?
Well, okay, yes. Tell our listeners why.
They've seen it, okay? Like, have you seen it? If you've not seen it, get out of here. Don't listen to me. Don't talk to
me. I have a lot of friends that haven't seen Logan. And I'm going to be honest.
Hadn't seen it either.
I hadn't seen it either.
So I made you watch it.
And I still demand emotional compensation.
Yes, exactly.
For this movie, shit I was put I through.
I think that this movie was a... It's labeled as an action adventure movie, which I can understand because like they're traveling across country. There's a lot of action, clearly. But it's almost
also
like
bullshit.
It's also more of like a hurt comfort.
Yes.
You know, it's like a family drama kind of. And for not telling you much about what happens to the X-Men in the past, because this is set in the future, like way in the future.
This is Old Man Logan, right?
Yeah, this is like an adaptation of Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
Which, as everybody knows, is one of my favorite comic book stories. But it takes you on a journey where you meet X-23. We all know I love X-23.
And as a little kiddo.
yeah, as a little kid, which is super cool that you get to see her as this like young kid. And then you also get to see Logan go through literally like the 12 stages of what grief and like acceptance. And then he becomes a parent and then he just kapoots to Johnny Cash, sadly, in the woods. I love it. Like, I was watching this the other day just to feel things. Just to feel again. Like,
just to feel.
This doesn't even read as a comic book movie. You know, no. Like, it doesn't. It is. Because these are comic book characters. These are the X-Men. This is, you know, and Professor Xavier at his lowest. This is, like, the Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. That.
The fucking, you know, like, this is all these fantastical characters in this very real world setting that is still futuristic, because they got self-driving trucks and they've got the gluten in the syrup. The corn syrup is infected. The gluten in the corn syrups.
they got gluten in the syrup.
infecting everybody.
All right. Well, I guess do you want me to go over my number one then?
Yeah. What's your number one?
My number one is Logan because, wait, I'm getting a report. Hold on. From the top of the ring, coming down from the stands. Oh, shit. Oh, wait. Oh, from the title, Bill, looks like it's going to be Gambit Play for Keeps by Nick Bateman on YouTube. Number one spot coming in. Oh, God, they're fighting. They're fighting. Oh, my God. 1-2-1-2. I guess Gambit Play for Keeps by Nick Bateman on YouTube wins. Here's my reason.
You can do that.
Oh, I did it.
Was Logan even on your list then?
Oh, yeah. It's right there. It just lost the title belt just now. It had the title. And then Gambit Play for Keeps by Nick Bateman, go watch it, please, came in and smashed it and dunked whatever wrestling terms, gave it the RKO. What's another one? Said, you can't see me. And then
you can't see.
You said, you can't see me. And then kicked him in the face. And
it's that's John it. And then Cena.
And then Logan died, just like spoilers. He does in his movie. So I guess Gambit Play for Keeps by Nick Bateman on YouTube wins. So, and the reason why being that it's a really cool story and the effects are really good and it was really well done and Rogue's in it and he has to free Rogue and then Rogue comes out and then everything gets really cool and actiony and it's just super awesome. Thank you. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Thank you. That's it. Gambit Play for Keeps by Nick Bateman on YouTube. In case I didn't say it enough times, Gambit Play for Keeps by Nick Bateman on YouTube.
Or fantastic. You could just watch James Mangold's Logan, which is on Disney Plus and probably more easily accessible and features some of the best fight
longer.
Choreography.
A
yeah, it is.
Longer.
It's like, what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours or so?
And a lot sadder. So and if you want to be happy like me.
Or if you don't want to walk around and be a sociopath and you want to feel things. Go watch this movie, because I guarantee you're going to cry at least 3 times.
If you want to feel things, watch Logan. But if you want to have a silly, goofy, great time with a great character and awesome stuff,
he's a fedora
then
man.
He's not a fedora man in this one. That's why it's better.
It didn't get a theatrical release.
That's why it's number one title belt. It's taking home the championship.
I'm dead. When we go to Comic-Con, you should just carry around a sign that says that. Like, Gambit is not a fedora man.
Gambit is not a fedora man. I will. Like, if I end up dressing as Rogue, I will have a sign that says Gambit is not a fedora man.
Oh my God, you could dress as Rogue, but instead of doing, you know, like how they do the basketball outfit where it's basically her costume, but like the t-shirt on top of it.
But a ripped crop top.
Yeah, but it just says Gambit's not a fedora man
Gambit's
over the crop top.
Gambit is over not top. A fedora man.
I'll make it because I'm going to make my other one.
Good Lord.
That's a lot of X-Men movies.
And a really great short that got number one from both of us. Like, did you hear both of us agree? Number one Gambit Play for Keeps.
I feel like I've been
tricked.
I feel like I've been tricked when I started that sentence off with, I think our number one movies are the same.
You said it was the same, and I agree, Leah. Wow. So innovative for you to include a YouTube short. It came out in 2020, but it's wonderfully done. It's just so great. Everyone should go watch it. It's only 20 minutes. Like, that's not even gonna take much of your time. Go watch
it. Listen, I'm gonna watch it tonight. You send me a link to that. I'm gonna watch it.
I'll send you a link, right? I'm looking at it. I'm literally looking at it because I had to. Like, I want to rewatch it. I'm like, this makes me feel nice things.
Listen, I've seen Logan in theaters. I went out and bought it at the Best Buy the day it released in the deluxe edition with the black and white copy. I watched it in black and white, hosted a movie night, and made all of my friends watch it in black and white. Ask Shannon. Made them watch it, and then I went home and watched it with the commentary on.
Have you considered
therapy? No.
Or, yeah, I guess therapy or being happy. Have you just thought about those things, maybe?
No, I needed to know everything about this movie.
But if you're like me and you want to feel happy, go watch The Gambit, Play for Keeps, 2020 Unofficial.
You act like being clinically depressed, like, puts a dampen on your life. Like,
no, definitely not. What are you talking about? What? No. Depression's fun.
I just want to watch Wolverine cry while he has to bury his father in the woods with his unbiological daughter. The best part about that movie
is he even Wolverine anymore? Or is he just Logan? He's just Logan at that point.
He's just Logan. He's truly 100%
the reason why that was in like the top spot for me is because he's just Logan in that movie. He's not Wolverine anymore. Like, he's just been stripped.
I was like, this is the movie. It was the movie I've always wanted. That's like a superhero that's not fantastical.
Yeah.
You know, like, give us more of that. Get this guy back. Get James back. Come on. I know he said he'd never do another one. Get Nick Bateman
to make another short of Gambit on YouTube.
No.
Please. Or a Rogue One, man. I'd love that too.
Nobody wants Gambit.
I want Gambit. Channing Tatum, I think, wants Gambit more than I want Gambit, which is hard to say.
I think we should just give him Gambit. I really hope he's at
least a version of Gambit in the new Deadpool movie. I really do. I
think that'd be funny. I really think that'd be really cool. And I'm really curious how they're going to bring Wolverine back when we got such a good send-off.
I've been wondering that too, especially because it looks like he's going to be a younger version of himself.
Yeah, like there's definitely alternate versions and they're definitely time hopping and TVA and, like all that. But like, I want to know how they're going to do that, because this is going to, if they do it wrong, it's going to mess up this entire movie that is like a literal, this is peak cinema.
Logan is legitimately just, outside of the X-Men world, a good movie.
Is this a good movie? Like, I tell everyone to watch this, even if they don't like fantasy stuff, like, just watch this movie because it is 100%. A good movie. And it is a violent movie.
It's just good all around. So, so me and Leah agree that Gambit Play for Keeps by Nick Bateman on YouTube is the number one spot for X-Men movies. So, thanks for listening.
Bullying doesn't work.
This time it did. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.